you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name?
Tanya Jackson.
Thank you. Give me one moment. And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
11731 formerly LACA 959.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Give me one moment, I'm still here with you. Give me one moment. Okay, so I see here an order was in on June 20th for $7.95 for the KitchenAid. You stated to my agent you did not place that order. That order is fraud, correct?
Is what?
Is fraud that you never did the order for the KitchenAid back in June 20th for $7.95, correct?
It says $56.95.
The initial order, though, was $7.95. Do you not recall that order?
No.
Okay, so you're saying that this account is completely fraud, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, because you're saying that the account is fraud and you never placed the order, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are for pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so your account is canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. On my side, I have issued you a full refund of $7.95 plus $56.95 and $56.95 two times. So you received two refunds of $56.95 and one refund of $7.95. The refunds will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. And the claim has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address. Do you have any additional questions today, ma'am?
Any additional what?
Do you have any additional questions?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Two times?
Yes, you received two refunds.